Lesson 1, page 26. Marianne and Sparky.
Dear Sophia, I want to tell you about one aspect of American life that seems strange to me, how Americans treat their pets. I have a new American friend, Marianne. She lives alone, but she has a dog, Sparky. Marianne treats him like a child. She always carries a picture of Sparky in her wallet. She often buys toys for him, especially on his birthday. She often calls him on the telephone when she's not home and talks into the answering machine. Sparky always sleeps in bed with her. When she goes to work, she uses a dog walking service. Twice a day, someone comes to her house to play with Sparky and take him for a walk. She says that he gets lonely if he's home alone all day. She always leaves the TV on when she goes to work to keep Sparky entertained. Once a month, she takes him to a dog groomer. The groomer gives him a bath and cuts and paints his nails. When she travels, she usually takes him with her, but sometimes she puts him in a kennel or pet hotel. All of these dog services cost a lot of money, but Marianne doesn't care. Nothing is too expensive when it comes to Sparky. There's a small beach near her house that is just for dogs and their owners. She takes Sparky there whenever the weather is nice so that he can play with other dogs. While the dogs play together, the dog owners talk to each other. She always cleans up after her dog. In winter, she always puts a coat on Sparky. In fact, Sparky has about 4 different winter coats. Whenever it rains, Sparky wears his bright yellow raincoat. Sometimes I think American dogs live better than most people in the world. Your good friend, Elena.